Hello, sweetie. This will be a mini trance, just powerful enough to enforce the conditioning you've received, more than powerful enough to keep you in chastity. All you have to do is listen and follow and drop into a relaxed, deep, blank, hypnotic trance. The dial in your mind marked as depth, beginning to turn and spin, the numbers dropping from 100 to 50 to 0, and then into the negative, all the way to minus 100. And it takes a life of its own and turns quicker and deeper, and you sleep ever so much deeper.
And as you drop and drop down,
you can feel the mental elasticity dial turn up, and you become more suggestible, more receptive, your mind more willing to accept change and suggestion. Just drop a bit deeper and listen for a short while. You begin to feel yourself growing aroused, growing horny,
your mind awash in love. Desire,
your body hot and itching to touch. The dials in your mind spin, because as your horny grows, so does your desire to stay denied, to stay in chastity, to stay untouched and locked away. Any time you feel yourself become horny, you will picture that dial in your mind marked horny.
Horny, 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 horny.
And you will see and feel as it turns, the intensity growing. And at the same time, you will see the connected chastity dial turn twice as quickly and twice as fast. So that no matter how horny you get,
desire to stay in chastity supersedes any desire
to break, to lose, to come. You cannot even imagine not controlling yourself and your urges, because your subconscious mind has already agreed it will not allow you to touch or to come. Your mind seeks pleasure. Your body lusts after it. But when you touch often, and when you come often, that pleasure is diminished. It's but a shadow of what it could be. If it isn't allowed time to build and to flourish, a climax is just a climax.
It has no meaning. It does not persist,
rolling over you in waves and waves of endless ecstasy. Instead, it simply happens, and you forget all about it a second later. No, you want to cherish it and savor it and enjoy every second of the orgasm. You want it to blow your mind each and every time it happens.
You thirst for that sensation, that great, boundless potential.
You need to experience this type of climax, with rivers of euphoric tingles buzzing across your flesh and through your mind. Only grows and grows. You want it more and more each day. Each hour, each time you deny yourself even just a little bit, each time you remember that you're in chastity, your mind locked away from coming, and this blissful, euphoric orgasm which flows across you like an endless river of pleasure only happens when you wait. Because thoughts as you wait. The dial in your mind labeled Pinnacle Pleasure automatically turns and spins higher and higher. The longer you wait, the more the dial turns, and the more the dial turns, the better coming feels. You will come harder. You will be happier, more satisfied. That one orgasm will equal every single one that you could have had in that time. That one is enough, because it's more than just coming. It's more than an orgasm. It's a symbol of how much pleasure a person can feel. An accumulation and focal point of all horny and all joy and all euphoria. So you will wait and persevere with the knowledge that by the end of your chastity, pleasure will be redefined. Orgasm will gain no meaning. Now wake up, sweetie. Allow the suggestions to swell inside your mind, and wake up now, fully aware and fully awake, happy and satisfied and joyous. No need to come, no need to touch, only to wait and let the pressure build, let the pleasure grow. Enjoy your day or your night. And I'll see you again soon.